Media Center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle Provisional Number 1 Qualifier, Eddie Krawick. His pass is 6.806 seconds at 197.83 miles per hour. Took him to the top of the category. Eddie, can you talk about today's track conditions and kind of the difference from last week to this week?
Well, for starters, it's kind of caught us off guard also. You know, the unfortunate situation of the hurricane, as we were talking, where it was like, I don't even know, gallons of water came down and, you know, started lifting rubber off the track. But the whole NHRA safety safari and the track crew here basically busted their butt all night to turn it around and give us the best surface that we can. And for us at Q1, with my motorcycle, we definitely underestimated the track. We gave up that run just because the track was very good. And we didn't know what to expect, but went back there after the first run down the track and came out, made the proper changes. I ran really good speed the first session, had a good back half. Everything was there to have a good run. We needed to put the front part of the run together, and it happened. It happened to go in 80. It was a good lap. I think it was a good run for the session. Rolling into, obviously, tomorrow, potentially cooler weather, everything earlier run, things like that, could definitely mean that run is not going to stand as number one qualifier. When you look at how many motorcycles there are, I can think of five or six that for sure can take the pole from me at any given time. So it makes it good, makes it interesting, makes it fun.
That's most important. Jacob Seelman?
I feel like we did this earlier.
Yeah, was it somewhere around 12:10 or so? I think we had a small
something, no. Something like that. All right, so two statements.
I said I was hoping to be back, right?
Yes, so. And you are. So two statements here that I feel like are pretty important out of today. First, Harley street rods go 1, 2, 3. Second, some pretty solid numbers, pretty big numbers on this first day. But how big of a statement is it for you guys as a team to sweep the top three spots going into tomorrow?
Honestly, I don't think it means anything. I think it rolls into race day. It gives you that great comforting position situation. But I think, as I said earlier, we need to work on the consistency, race day stuff, get that focus. I'm very confident that we were struggling last race with, you know, we've been struggling actually pretty much half the year here with some race day consistency stuff, and I think we've nipped that in the butt. We've kind of gone the right direction, found a couple issues with our motorcycles. We're trying to get Andrew straightened out. Don't know why it did something weird that session, but we'll go back, look at the data, and that's the great thing about having all the instruments on your stuff. We data log so many things. Sometimes it's not good because then we get lost and we're starting to look for this data that doesn't have anything to do with what we're looking for. But I think we have three good motorcycles. The satisfying thing for us was Chip's bike. Unfortunately, had an issue the first session. We had a throttle cable that was hung up and it was holding the throttle body open, and then just a bunch of headache there happened, and got that situated, came back, and that's the first run for that motorcycle down the track. So to go 683 basically on its maiden voyage is says a lot of things about it.
Yeah, that was a very incredibly impressive pass. Obviously that 83 on the very first pass on the motorcycle. Your first pass today, the bike seemed to be a real handful.
Yeah, just blew the tire away. Just like I said, underestimated track and just missed it. It's the easiest way I could say it. It's all our fault. It's nobody's but our own.
Awesome. Well, best of luck this weekend, and thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me. And by the way, did you want to interview Jen here? Jen's getting ready to have a kid here.
No.